Most water researchers in the alternative healthcare vein follow an investigative path that unfortunately mimics the mainstream medical profession. What it comes down to is that just because a supplement is alternative to mainstream medicine, this does not mean that a supplement is natural. I use simple parameters to determine whether or not a supplement is natural. 1. It is non-toxic. 2. The purpose for its use is functional, not curative. 3. It impacts the body, mind, and emotions holistically. The first parameter of non-toxicity is absolutely essential, even based on the possibility of limited application for a specific health condition. However, this issue of toxicity plagues mainstream medicine with almost all applications. For example, antibiotics are toxic to the body but kill specific bacteria that causes a specific disease. All clean water without any discrete substance added to it is 100% safe to drink. M water is totally safe from this perspective because in making M water, no physical substance is added to it. If you can drink clean water, which is actually essential to life, you can drink M water. The second parameter of functionality in contrast to a curative approach is really the orientation that the manufacturers of natural supplements have to take from an educational point of view. This is because the financial resources to complete a multi-stage FDA study in order to make curative claims is above and beyond all natural supplement manufacturers' means. The average cost to complete FDA-required studies for one specific molecular structure as it applies to one specific disease is about $1 billion. That's right. It takes $1 billion to complete one FDA study. However, a supplement that is truly natural is not about the medical process of fighting with a disease using a toxic medication or treatment to cure it, but instead to functionally bolster and balance the body's different systems. The functional roles that M water as a perfect living water serves starts with the promotion of hydration and then builds from there in many different ways to create many functional advantages for the body. The third parameter is about how holistic any given supplement is in terms of its effect physically, mentally, and emotionally. The ideal natural supplement in this regard will literally impact all systems simultaneously to make every chemical and neurological pathway more effective for the health of the body. This complete holistic level of functionality is not available in most natural supplements. In fact, perfect living water is more effective than anything else a person can take orally in terms of integrating all the chemical and neurological pathways in the body that are constantly striving to maintain health and fight disease. And more than that, there is no other water product other than M water that has this complete holistic effect functionally to promote the health of the body, mind, and emotions. When taking a look at other water products and technologies, often the natural ingredient of water has been altered via adding some sort of substance to it or using overwhelming electromagnetic forces to change it. This is done rather than improving water in terms of duplicating how the forces of nature in the environment create perfect living water. Whatever the approach is presented concerning water, simply ask yourself, is this product or technology truly a duplication of natural forces as found in the environment? Is the water you are about to drink that has been changed with a particular supplement or technology the same as that which can be found in the best of the best natural sources, or has this water supplement you are about to take been altered in some unnatural way? Almost all the water products on the market, other than M water, take water and create a solution of something else in it. The water that is altered by adding a substance to it is no longer the simple H2O molecule. If you really think about it, altered water is more like a medication rather than a natural supplement. This is because changes that have been forced on water to create something else other than that which is naturally found in the environment is not really water anymore in terms of the H2O molecule. In a similar way, altered waters usually force the body to change in some way just as medications do. Even more serious is the fact that using an altered water product will change all the water molecules in the body to become altered in the same way, and nothing like the water that has existed over the long stretch of human biological evolution.